First with the news, here's Brian Jennings.
US President Joe Biden has said that the man behind a fatal truck attack in New Orleans had been inspired by the jihadist group Islamic State. At least 15 people were killed after Shamsuddin Jabbar, a US Army veteran from Texas, drove a pickup truck at high speed into a crowd gathered for New Year's Eve. Speaking during a televised address, President Biden said investigations into the incident are ongoing.
I've directed my Attorney General, the FBI Director, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the head of the National Counterterrorism Center, and the intelligence community to work on this intensively until we have a full and complete information. And once we have that information, I will share that information as soon as we can confirm it.
The head of the FBI's Las Vegas office, Jeremy Schwartz, said officials are working to determine if the incident was an act of terrorism.
As of right now, our number one goal is to ensure that we have the proper identification of the subject involved in this incident. Following that, our second objective is to determine whether this was an act of terrorism or not. I know everybody's interested in that word and trying to see if we can say, hey, this is a terrorist attack. That is our goal, and that's what we're trying to do. We have a ton of resources dedicated to this right now, and again, we're doing it with our partners. We're doing it together, jointly, and we'll continue to do so until we figure out exactly what's going on.
That's in relation to the story where one person has died and seven others were injured after a Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside a Donald Trump-owned hotel in Las Vegas. The blast, which killed the driver, happened at the entrance to the building. Authorities are investigating whether the incident is connected to the New Orleans attack. Officials say the death toll in yesterday's shooting in Montenegro has risen to 12. The incident happened in Cetinje after a gunman opened fire at a restaurant and other locations in the town. The fatalities include members of the man's family and two children. The Interior Minister said the 45-year-old suspect died from self-inflicted injuries sustained after he was located by police. The Prime Minister of Montenegro declared 3 days of mourning following the attack. A man in his 30s is still being questioned by Gardaí in connection with the murder of a 58-year-old man in County Wexford. John O'Connor was found dead at his home in New Ross on Monday. It's understood that he may have been assaulted before he died. Gardaí upgraded their inquiry yesterday following the results of a post-mortem examination. The latest house price report by Daft.ie has found national house prices rose by an average of 9% during 2024. The biggest increases were in Dublin and Galway City. Karen Carthy reports.
The typical listed house price nationwide in the last quarter of 2024 was €332,109, according to the latest Daft.ie house price report. That's 1.4% higher than in the third quarter of the year. Prices rose for the fourth consecutive quarter in Dublin, where the 9% increase matched the national average and marked the highest rate of inflation seen in the city since late 2017. Galway City saw a similar increase during the year, while prices rose by 8.2% in Limerick City. In Cork and Waterford cities, average prices rose by 6.3% during 2024. Outside the five main cities, inflation ranged from 11.1% in Leinster to 5.3% in Connacht, Ulster.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Looking for lower cost heating? Why not upgrade to an award-winning HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler? Visit grant.ie.
Frost and ice will clear this morning to leave a cold, dry and sunny day with just scattered showers, mainly in Ulster and Connacht. Some of the showers could be of hail and sleet, with a few snow flurries possible in the north. Highest temperatures just 2 to 6 degrees in a light to moderate, mainly north to northwest breeze.